Hey friends, this is Natasha.
I'm Pranithi, your fellow med students. As always, the purpose of these short podcasts is to give a quick overview of some topics we think are important for your OB-GYN clinical rotations and shelf exam. Today, we'll be going over FLAME Lecture 97, GBS, or Group B Strep in pregnancy.
So for this podcast, we're really going to focus on both the potential impact that a Group B strep infection can have on the patient and the baby, as well as how to diagnose it during pregnancy.
Let's start out with a few stats. About 15 to 40% of women are colonized with GBS in either their vagina or rectum. And that's a lot of women. About 50% of these women will actually transmit the bacteria to their newborns through something called vertical transmission, which basically refers to in utero or transmission during delivery. And because the mortality rate of neonatal early onset GBS is about 1 to 3% in term infants, but 20 to 30% in preterm infants, it's super important to screen and treat, especially because it's so easy to treat.
So what exactly are we referring to with early onset neonatal GBS infection? So basically, it occurs between 0 and 6 days of life and commonly is sepsis, pneumonia, or meningitis in the baby. Luckily, because we have started to screen and prophylactically treat mothers with antibiotics, the incidence of infection has drastically decreased over the last 30 years. And there's a variety of risk factors which we should know about, some of which include chorioamnionitis, premature rupture of membranes during any gestational age, and having a prior delivery of an infant with GBS disease.
But how do we actually prevent this? As mentioned, we can screen for the infection prior to delivery, so we know who to treat. All women should have a vaginal slash rectal swab and bacterial culture done between 36 weeks and 37 weeks during their pregnancy.
And moms may not like the sound of this type of test, but it's actually just a swab down from the vagina to the anus that is quick and painless and done in about 3 seconds.
But remember, the results are only valid for 5 weeks, so you may need to repeat it.
So, first of all, prophylaxis is referring to giving the mom antibiotics.
Okay, but who actually qualifies for prophylaxis?
So one important scenario to note is having a history of a previous infant with GBS sepsis or infection, irrespective of whatever current testing the mom has during this pregnancy. And there's a ton of other scenarios that require the antibiotics, but you can refer to slide 6 for more details.
Honestly, sometimes it's easier to remember who does not need prophylaxis.
Exactly. So those include a couple scenarios of having a GBS negative screen during this pregnancy within the last 5 weeks, having a C-section delivery before the mom has ruptured her membranes, or having a GBS unknown status in labor. They're at term without a rupture of membranes, or sorry, with rupture of membranes of less than 18 hours and not having a fever.
We're talking about prophylaxis as management, but what actually are we giving mom? One, it's penicillin. It's always penicillin. But of course, there's people with penicillin allergies, so we want to know if they have an anaphylactic reaction to it. If they don't have an anaphylactic reaction to penicillin, then we can offer them cefazolin. But if they do, then we have to perform sensitivities, and there's a few antibiotics that we can give them. So definitely refer to slide 7 to find the algorithm.
And that just about sums up our lecture today, all about GBS and pregnancy. This is definitely something that will be brought up quite a lot when assessing moms who come into the OB triage unit for various reasons and who are in their third trimester.
Right. And you'll always want to check in their chart to see if they actually have done a GBS swab and if it's still valid, so you can best prepare for when she goes into labor in the near future. Also, I want to note that this is extremely high yield for the shelf.
Definitely. But thanks for tuning in.
Bye.
Bye.